Chlorides, it by far, anybody who's been exposed to what I call nanopoisoning or what they're calling Morgellons, it's the chlorides that you need to really increase, like copper chloride, cobalt chloride, cesium chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, zinc chloride. These chlorides, these salts, are going to be very key in renewing the body's cellular integrity and tissue integrity again, because the glyphosates that we've all have consumed have flushed out these essential salts or minerals that protect the body from funguses and mold and algae, bacteria, viruses, and so forth. They are very key in sustaining balance in the system's immune system. This is what's been knocked out of you. The other thing that also has been flawed dramatically is this acid alkaline thing that they're promoting. Your intestinal tract has four acids in it, and they have to be in a good amount or you can't even process protein properly. You need acetic acid, lactic acid, propionic acid, and butyric acid. These acids will keep you from growing tumors, fibroids, or whatever that's going on, can go on down there. It can protect you from intestinal cancer. But if these acids are neutralized, then you're opening yourself wide open to other health issues. So these things I'm finding are very key to helping people recover from the nano poisoning. You still have to flush out the metal particulates. You still have to flush out the debris. Well, I call it debris field. And what I mean by that, Patrick, because a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about, some of this. Your body produces pockets of debris that can accumulate, especially with nanotechnology. It will accumulate and assemble a circuitry literally inside your system. So when a pocket opens up, you can see the release of this stuff come out. You'll see dust particles. You'll see fullerene fibers. You'll see bots. You'll see quantum dots. You'll see a whole variety of things. And sometimes after you get past what I call a debris field, you may see an actual implant come out of the skin. So this is going to be very key as far as even helping you recover, because when this stuff comes out, it's double jeopardy. It poisons you while it's in the system, and then it infects you as it comes out of the system. And you'll see that this will go a long way in protecting you from some of the infections that you can get from removing this stuff. It's been a well-planned, well-structured Trojan horse that people have got into them and are seeing whatever. I make this point again, do not directly attack this thing with zappers or rice or spookies or TENS machines, because you will accentuate the replication of it.
Spookies.
That's what they're called, yeah. Spookies.
So do you think the Rife machines and these TENS machines actually can make these guys have babies and grandchildren?
Not babies. It activates the program. Listen, I got a woman right now screaming morning, noon, and night after we warned her not to use the spookies. You got to remember, there's only one other guy out here, other than myself, that's just as advanced in this research and development, and he's out in the West Coast in Canada as well, and we collaborated together, and we built this thing together. Nobody else is even remotely close to where we're at yet. You know, we're pushing it so that people can get caught up, but nobody's where we're at yet, and so we've seen the research, we've seen the studies, we've seen the actual application of these things. I myself made the same mistake, thinking I was dealing with a Lyme disease, and I gave myself a zap. And what wound up happening, the stuff just took off like a rocket. I thought, okay, this is not Lyme. What the heck is this?
It's growing. So it's alive. It's alive.
I'll tell you, it wasn't a growth. It was an immediate reaction. All of a sudden, I had circuits and lines forming on the surface of my skin, and I thought, what the heck is this? So when we went through all of this and we saw military research on this, we saw industrial research on this stuff, you know, and now the research is catching up with us, what we've been telling people for 5 years and not to do certain things or whatever. The woman is in complete, she's writhing in pain. She's been a targeted individual. And because of the accentuation and the explosion in growth that she did to herself, she's a walking antenna. And when the frequencies are changing and are modulating, she feels every nuance that's going on.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is why I'm saying what I'm saying, because There's a lot of BS out there. There's a lot of mayhem, if you will. And again, it's designed to sell product. And we said this too when we started our research 7 years ago on this, that what happened was they would get on the bandwagon to sell junk products that will have absolutely nothing to do with getting this stuff out of the body. And there have been people that have been using EMPs, which is good, but again, it's only one third of the equation. You can shut off the programming, but you have to remove the high concentration of these nanoparticulates in the cells and in the tissues, or you wind up with metal poisoning, and you will keep on accumulating this stuff because you're eating, drinking, or breathing. So this is important that you follow a protocol that not only do you turn it off, but you expel it, and then you also have to repair the damage that it's done to you.
You know, you had mentioned the different bacteria that are beneficial in the stomach and all of that stuff. Isn't it true, or is it true in your opinion, that all this stuff that the natural folks have been going after for years, trying to kill the H. pylori, like for ulcers, the H. pylori is actually a necessary guy having around, and that's it's been a kind of a false flag thing?
I think, to be honest with you, again, based on what I'm looking at today, a lot of these issues like the yeast infections and the pylori and whatnot, this is all nanotechnology that has altered the, not only altered the terrain, but has mutated these strains. So again, the genetics of these things are not working like they're supposed to. So any direct assault on this is going to actually accentuate its growth or its spread. And this is how this has been designed. If you attack it directly, you are going to have problems. I'll tell you what I have done for myself, which I have found amazing results. So I created an EMF pulse device where I put on my gut and on my back, on my lower back near my backside. And when I pulse myself, I have released from my system smart dust that have been accumulating in my colon for quite some time.
Smart dust. My dust is dumb. I don't know. How did you get your dust so smart? Mine is dumb.
Because I put mine through the University of and got a PhD in dust.
PhD in dust. Yeah,
smart dust. Smart dust has been embedded into the very core of what we're eating. You can't get it out, and it stays activated. So, and then now they're talking about smart sensors, which are another censoring device, which are now embedding into the plant as well. So when we're consuming this technology, it doesn't deactivate by our digestive system. It stays active. And this is where a lot of the biofilm, a lot of the yeast infections, a lot of pylori issues and all these other issues are, again, as a direct result of this technology altering not only the terrain, but the genetic code. So once you shut that off and you flush it out, because it comes out all on its own, and it comes out in droves, I got to tell you, you know what? You don't have any more puffy gut. You don't have any. As a matter of fact, you flatten out even more. That's just to show you how much inflammation you got in the intestinal tract. So a lot of the disorders that we're seeing in the stomach region is, in my estimation, based on what I'm seeing and trying, and what I'm giving people too. I had a woman again, same thing. She got on there. I put the device on her that I created, and I told her when you go home, you may crap out this, what looks like the silver gray dust will come out of you. And so she called me up to let me know that by the time she got home and hit the washroom, that this silver gray dust came out of her. So it was a good thing I told her that, because she would have freaked out if I hadn't told her. So this has also been accumulating for quite some time in everybody. And this is where I think a lot of the digestive disorders are forming. Even the probiotics that we're consuming. I mean, I got a gal right here. She's got some kind of C. diff issue, and she's tried everything. You know, she's tried using the fecal thing, you know, swallowing fecal matter. Yeah. She's tried all the spore probiotic, and nothing seems to be touching this thing. And I keep telling her, I says, well, you may want to start looking at nanotechnology and how this may be affecting your system. So she's studying stuff. And again, she's leaning too heavily with the doctors. She's taking the antibiotics, which seem to be controlling it. But it's, again, it's not, it only works for a short period of time, and then she has to change to something else. So again, this is another element that people need to understand, that you've been eating technology. You've been consuming technology. They, like I said, they're spraying it everywhere, and even your so-called organics are getting exposed to this stuff. So when you're eating some things and you notice that sometimes you have a distension going on, it could be enough acetic acid, not enough hydrochloric acid. It could be not enough enzyme activity. Or it could be because what you've eaten has these components that's causing an inflammatory response.
Well, Tony, I think what I'm going to do is I'm really going to rely on my... I'm going to get a new fridge that's got artificial intelligence, and it's just going to just tell me what to eat. So that's what I'm really counting on. Dear Patrick, oh, hello, it is Monday, December 8th. Eat this. Okay, thank you. Oh, my goodness, boy, something wild. Did you see, I already sent you that thing on Facebook. Wasn't that a wild story? If folks, you didn't see this, Facebook is now, they're doing this AI thing, so they're analyzing what people are posting so they can, if you saw the movie Minority Report, so they can predict, get this, they want to predict the people on Facebook that could cause a problem and then, you know, arrest them or whatever they want to do before they cause the problem. Because this artificial intelligence can figure it out because of the words they use. Whoa.
Well, the thing is, the artificial intelligence has a predictability program operating right now, 83%. But the caveat here is, again, people are thinking because it's going to protect them. It's going to infiltrate their systems, their computer. How it's going to work, Patrick, is not based on what you text. Mm-hmm. Because Facebook is attached to your hard drive. So it's going to go into your hard drive.
Ah.
It's going to read what's on your hard drive.
Ah, okay.
And then from that, it's going to, again, deduce or figure out based on what you have on your... Say, for instance, okay, I'm anti-AI. I think AI should be disbanded. I think the Sophia thing should be scrapped. I think the whole thing is a bad idea. I mean, and you got this other guy with the D-Wave. This is another bloody idiot. Another, unfortunately, he's a Canadian and
what's
a dumb
it, what's
one.
It called, a D-Wave?
D-Wave. Basically, it's a D-Wave operating system. The idea behind these guys are saying that we need to improve humans or improve mankind.
I know.
The thing is, this is not an improvement. This is a diminishment of mankind. And what's happening here is by having these things, they're saying they're smarter than us. It's not that they're smarter than us. It is that they have faster access to information on the network. They have a direct connection. So when they're talking blockchain all over the countryside, all over the planet.
All over the world,
this is
basically
to establish an AI control in every area they establish this in so that basically, if you have anything negative to say in regard to the artificial intelligence into the technology, now you are singled out, targeted. And with this Bitcoin concept, what the idea there is, if everyone spends money on Bitcoin, eventually cash will be eliminated. So now you're stuck on a currency created by artificial intelligence. So if you don't capitulate or go along, say you don't want to get vaccinated. You're against vaccinations, blah, blah, blah. Well, the AI now will cut you off from access to your own capital. So this is not a good idea on any level. This is a complete invasion of privacy. This is a complete de-evolution of mankind. Because, again, we're no longer going to be depending on ourselves to evolve and grow. We're going to let some machine do that for you.
It's not going to end well. You know, my opinion, too, but nobody listens to me. These things like Google, it's been proven that Google and Microsoft, they all had CIA at the beginning investing in these people. It's proven. These are globalists. This is what they want. And once you get that kind of money, you know, like the Facebook, the Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and his AI stuff, they get you. They give you. I guess you go to a meeting and they must give you the red pill or something, or the blue pill or something, give you something funny to drink. I don't know what they do, a secret handshake, and they got you. I don't know, these guys.
They capitulate or you leave.
And they give them a back door. They give them a back door to all this stuff. Apple's the same way, man. They get a back door to this stuff, and like Tony said, they get in your computer, and they get information on you and know what kind of meds you're taking. And believe me, someday when you want to get insurance or go there, or take away your kid because you're on some drug, they're going to have this information. And the way they're doing it with the courts, the Fourth Amendment doesn't mean squat. I mean, they're making it illegal for these people to have this information. And that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on Thursday. It's a brave new world out there, folks. You got to protect your booty.
Well, the thing is, when you're talking technology today, years ago when you bought a computer,
yeah,
You could buy a computer with a hard drive that had nothing on it.
I know,
you were, install whatever operating system you wanted. Today, you're forced to buy this junk with Windows 10. Now, I don't like Windows 10. It's basically an open door to your computer. It's a complete wide open highway for anybody to go in there and hack you. Now, Windows 7, Windows and 8.1, well, kind of, but Windows 7 was probably one of the better operating systems. And if I could get a system that didn't have nothing in it, that's what I would put on there. I wouldn't even use 10 at all. So the thing is today, your smartphones, your cell phones, you have no privacy there,
nothing.
Too. They can turn that on
nothing.
Anytime they want.
Nothing.
You can no longer go into the back of your phone to pull out that chip or that component that allows the military, the government officials, or the globalists to be able to access your phone and listen on your conversation. Now it's sealed. Okay, so when you're looking, and then this thing's firing frequencies into your head, which is also programming you. So when we're looking at this artificial intelligence, I just got a report yesterday saying that the Sophia that we're watching on YouTube.
See, I don't know Sophia. What's her story?
Sophia is an artificial intelligence, a construct. An algorithm system that is now talking and interconnecting and intercommunicating with people. And it's designed to basically interact with people so that they will, again, according to the system, mm-hmm. humans are trainable. Okay, this is what it's saying.
Well, yeah, they've been training us for years. They've been training humans for years. So now they're going to even take it to another level, you're saying?
Basically, they're going to use infiltrations of this technology with people so that this stuff can interact with people. It's a spyware is what it is. Hmm. And so when it interacts with people, it's now collecting information, because you have to understand artificial intelligence programs itself. There's nobody at the helm
right.
programming.
It's constantly doing right, knowing more and more and more and more kind of thing.
Well, it's upgrading itself.
That's what I mean.
Before
yeah.
you had to have a programmer to do this. Now it does it all by. Okay, there's a video called AI is Killing Us, by a guy named Jay. I always forget his last name, but he talks in there. Stock market is all controlled by artificial intelligence. There is nobody running the stock market except AI. The military is already introducing artificial intelligence in their hardware. He explained how a drone literally took off on its own without any orders from anybody in the hierarchy or in the command center, flew into enemy zone, fired its payload, took out whatever was taken out, then flew on its own to an aircraft carrier in the ocean and landed. And pilots say that's one of the hardest feats to do with an aircraft is land on an aircraft carrier. And it did this all by itself without any input. So when we're talking artificial intelligence, okay, we're talking this nanotechnology. This is how it's basically assimilating people into this tech, because this thing's firing frequencies. This is altering your genetic code, your DNA. It's reading, taking what they call data mining. In other words, it's data mining your brain. Affecting certain parts of your brain so it can trigger a response, so it can read you. I tell people all the time, never change your routines. Don't do everything day in and day out. That's, you're too predictable, and you need to create a anomalies in the way you do things, you know, and where you go, what you do, and what you buy even. Change it up, always change it. Keep it guessing.
Okay.
Because again, that's the world we're living in.
Yeah, it's you know, Tony mentioned Bitcoin, and Tony, we talk about it a lot on our money show, and more we're seeing that there's people out there saying that there's about 1,000 what they call whales, and these are the big banks, the central banks, the big people that own about 40% of the Bitcoin, right? And they're the ones that are driving this thing up, and they're gonna fall down and go boom someday, and people are going to lose billions of dollars. It's at $16,000 this morning. I don't trust it as far as I can throw it, and I don't trust that some guy named Satoshi Shiaki created it, because I wouldn't be surprised if one of the gov is involved in it. I just wouldn't be surprised at all.
There's over 900 bitcoins. Did you know that?
Oh, you mean 900 cryptos? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Bitcoin, of course, is the original one, you know.
Yeah. The Sophia that I told you about, the artificial intelligence that they presented, has gotten, now this is what's really interesting, has gotten a citizenship in Saudi Arabia and China. This is an inanimate object that they've given a citizenship to, and then went out and produced her own Bitcoin. Okay, so I mean, this sounds, you're old enough. You remember when you were growing up as a kid, you're reading comics?
Of course.
Magnus the Robot Fighter.
I don't know that. I knew Archie and Veronica. I don't know them.
Well, you were into some weird stuff.
Well, I was, you know, she was cute. I just thought she was, you know.
That's a comic, Patrick.
I thought she was hot. You know, what can I tell you? Some of my friends liked Archie. I had to worry about them, but.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so who was the robot that you used
Okay,
to...
Magnus the Robot Fighter was a comic that was published by Gold Key and later on by Valiant. But in there, when you're looking at this today and you look back at it, may not have been just a comic. It may have been a script that they were putting out there for people to get to adjust to, because mm-hmm. this is where mm-hmm. they were taking us. But anybody from the 50s generation, and even some of you from the 40s would know this, go, if you have a chance and you've got a comic, go look at it again and then look at what's going on today and see the similarities. It's mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at all the things that we've seen in movies over the years that, you know, came to pass in physical reality 5 years later, 10 years later. They must have some secret weird code that we should really warn them or something, you know?
that's the whole idea. Before they can enact anything. Well, you got to remember, before we even see it at the movie house, it's already been around for 10 or 15 years.
Of course, developing it.
So when you're looking at what's going on today, we're about 20, 25 years behind the eight ball. What they're entertaining us with, which is alarming. I was looking at, I was out west. I did a seminar out in Merritt, BC. And so it was a good turnout. People were pretty alive and on fire out there. And so then after that, I went to visit my son and daughter in Calgary. And so we went to see a movie called The Justice League.
Oh, yeah.
In there, they were showing you quantum computers and D-Wave in there, interdimensional travel. I mean, it was one thing. It was all tech stuff that they were putting right in front of you. Mm-hmm. Now, because the research is stuff and I'm into this stuff and I'm looking at nano and AI and all these other, again, advanced, I wouldn't call it a science, advanced aberrations of science. When I'm looking at this and I'm seeing this right in front of me, I'm seeing the actual the capacities and capabilities of this technology, because they're showing you that as well. It's not a fictitious concept anymore. This is where it's at. When you see that stuff, I'm right away looking at this thing from a whole different perspective. If you want to know what's really going on in the advancements of science, in this aberration of science, go look at children's cartoons, children's comics.
Have you seen what they're doing with the transgender thing with the kids and the cartoons?
I try not to look.
Somebody sent me one, and you couldn't believe it, Tony. It's like, it's really spooky what they're trying to talk kids into, that, you know, if you're a boy, it's okay. Well, maybe you're a girl, and just whatever. I get the gay thing. I'm totally, it's fine. But the whole transgender thing, I think there's something very, very spooky going on.
Well, look what they're doing right now. You cannot call each other men and women anymore.
I know.
But you know what? But you know why that is? It's not because of the transgender. That's the excuse. Because when you look at the etymology of words, you know, you are a man based. And okay, when you're talking mankind and the human race, they're not the same thing. This is what we've been led to believe or led to be programmed with. The human race is one species of a race. Of people. Mankind is a completely different thing. When you go into a court of law today, and the etymology is such a way that if you call yourself a human being in a court of law, you've lost the case, because the word human itself means beast. This is why the biblical reference, the mark of the beast, this is a branding or a identification of a tech that's going to brand the human race. When you say you're of mankind or you're a free man under the law, they have to now deal with you as a man. And when you walk in that court, you have rights as a man. So when they're taking away the concept of man and woman from you, it's so that when you go into a system, their system, you can no longer give yourself that entitlement. You can't win in a court. And so you're by force going to have to get representation, which, again, based on the etymology of that word, you have absolutely no rights. So this is what they've done in the United States. You know, the United States has three branches of government: Those are not the checks and balance of the government. Those are the government. The check and balance of that system are the men and women in the United States. That's the actual check and balance. If a group of you got together and said, we're not capitulating to this, this is a bad law, remove it, going in there as men and women, you have that right and capacity to make that change. But what they've done in the United States is they separated men and women from the government. As a result, the government is running rogue. You see what's going on in your system there. And it's not just your system. Ours is worse. We don't have any checks and balances in this country. You are the check and balance over there.
Tony Pantelaresco, you added to the ticker as of this weekend. Justice League has made $212 million. So thanks to you and Tony and your friends. That was good. You helped them out. We're going to do a quick break here and I'll come back. Previously with Stephen Huer and why the uniqueness of One World Way delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content and every cell being glutathione, and makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Way is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione. And this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time is glutathione production.
One World Way offers four very, very good tasting flavors: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Way right now on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Of course, Your Majesty. I've come on the most urgent of business. It is said that the people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
Previously with chemist, biologist, and nutritionist George Altgeld, we asked him this. And so what do you think about Dr. Seneff's contention that as these glyphosates are in the soil, they bust the self-recycle, and that's really detrimental to the body?
It's extremely detrimental. Sulfur is such an important detoxifying agent for the entire body and especially for the liver. You've got to have trace minerals so that the liver can build these compounds that are essential for getting itself cleaned. And that lady who was talking about sulfur, man, play that ad every chance you get, because our foods are so deficient in sulfur, and it is a big deal for the liver to have enough sulfur to make all those compounds that it uses to detoxify itself. Not just sulfur, they're all important, but sulfur is the one that we're so deficient in, and we need sulfur.
Thanks, George. I had some this morning. You might want to give it a try. You can click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Three locations, three prices delivered. And if you like more than £4 for a discount, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
While there are a variety of subjects covered on the various programs on the One Radio Network, Patrick Dimponi has allocated time for Andy Goss's company, SDL Incorporated, to discuss your financial health. One of the subjects we feel most important for investors beyond their physical health is to make sure that they protect their own wealth for their future and their families. The best way to do that is in the acquisition of physical assets in the form of American gold and silver coins provided by SDL Incorporated. You can reach us at 1-800-468-2646 or at usgoldcoins.com. Get yourself healthy, both physically and financially. Call us today. 1-800-468-2646 and learn about accumulating American gold and silver coins to protect your wealth.
I can't pull up the gold prices this morning. Somehow that's not pulling up. So I'll just give you the Bitcoin, because who cares? Bitcoin is $16,380 at this moment. $16,380 for a digital nothing backed by nothing. And people say, well, the dollar is not backed by anything. Yeah, well, but it's backed by F-16s, and nukes, so it is
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
It's backed by something. I mean, if you don't use it, we'll just blow you up and invade you.
That it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Tony's more fun than a barrel of monkeys on a gluten-free diet. I tell you, it's just...
Yeah, when you made an error there about the Bitcoin. It is backed by something. I'll tell you what it's backed by.
What?
It's backed by real dollars and real pounds and real sterling. That's what it's backed, that's what people are using to buy it. I mean, you're right. It's a phantom thing. It can disappear anytime. The element there is it's basically a sieve or the ability to siphon people's funds.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is a get rich quick thing. I got a friend of mine who bought one at $4,000. It's worth $16,000 now.
He's looking good.
So she's gonna cash. Yeah. She's gonna cash it in and use it for again. She's an activist, so she's gonna be using it for the activists to promote awareness with chemtrails and whatever. So we're looking at, I mean, that's how you got to look at this. You got to see this for what it really is. This is another, like anything to do with artificial intelligence. And this currency is based on this. That's who's constructing it now, who's taking it over. Anything that has to tie with AI, you need to really wake up on this, because this is not some convenient little toy you're going to play with. It's going to make your life better or easier. In fact, it's going to complicate your life more because of what these things are capable of doing. I often said this. I wrote to somebody the other day on this, and everyone, you know, in the United States especially, wants to have a gun. You want the right to have a gun. And I'm all for defending yourself. But the thing is, right now, again, because people are so unaware of this technology, you need to start defending yourself against future events in regard to this. You better start looking at things like a railgun, or which is run by an electromagnetic pulse. You might want to start considering these options, because a regular gun is not going to stop these things. You know, they've got them so that your bullets won't even penetrate their hull. So they're using polymerized material, which is based on nano. And again, if they're using a carbon form, it's 100 times stronger than steel, 3 times stronger than diamond. So your little pea shooters that you've got, even a 50 caliber, will not go through this thing. So you may want to look at, again, and I'm not saying this to alarm people. I'm saying this to be prepared, because if these things go rogue, Elon Musk made this comment. He says, you know, people are not aware until they see a robot killing people, and then you won't know what to do, because you won't be armed to stop this, number one. He made another comment, which, again, and he contorted to show his demonic side, when he stated that we are summoning the demon with artificial intelligence. And he's correct when he says this. This is a summoning of a demon. But where he then, what he says afterwards, is where people overlooked or missed, when he states that, you know, the guy with the holy water and the pentagram, well, the devil doesn't fight against himself. And it's not the holy water and the pentagram, it's the holy water and the cross. But when he made that comment, he was indicating where he was at and what he was talking about and who and what. So when you're looking at these guys telling you the truth and then contorting it like that, they're warning you. And you better, and in this regard, I would suggest very strongly you heed that warning and start understanding this adversary before it becomes fully online. He's correct in also saying there should be a proactive legislation right now, not after the fact that these things are online and they're walking among everybody, which they probably already started.
Okay, Tony Pantelaresco, it's 11 o'clock. We'll do a couple more here before we go. Good point, writes Steve. about what could come from AI analysis of Facebook. Already, many activists who post stories about natural cures, holistic doctors, murders, etc., have been put into Facebook jail, where they're banned from their account for a few days. Oh, Facebook jail. I wonder how the food is in Facebook jail. It must be good.
Well, they're doing that. They're doing that with YouTube as well.
Are they? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I did know that. Of course, yeah. Wow.
I mean, Richie from Boston. He's a guy out there. He's a very, very loud advocate. He is telling people the way it is, how it is, what's going on. He's one of those guys that I would say go take a listen to what he's got to say. But they have banned him. They have removed him from his. They've even removed his accounts because he is so explicit in what is really going on. And he's not the only one. I've never had any issues because my format and how I convey a message to people. It's done in a way where you're learning how to, again, treat yourself, heal yourself, and telling you what's going on at the same time, and then a solution. And this is something that's missing very strongly in this industry. We all know we're dying. We all know we've been poisoned. We all know we've got issues, health issues going on. Okay, but we don't know at this stage what to do about it. And that's the real key. What do we do about it? How do we treat it? How do we prevent it? How do we augment our immune system so that we can be more resistant to being infiltrated or, you know, taken out? These are the things that we really need to look at and how we should be looking at it. Not just, well, yeah, just take this, take that. Oh, doctor says you got this. And the research says this is what this will do to you. But, hey, let's fix it. How do we fix it? I don't want to treat it. I want to fix it. That's the key.
Paul is in the UK. He says, hi, guys. My sister had breast cancer, and they put her on tamoxifen, which blocks the actions of estrogen and is used to treat and prevent some types of breast cancer. Can Tony comment on this drug and if there is any alternative or anything she needs to take along with this?
It has been used in the past. It has had some success, but it has a lot of side effects. You want to go with horny goat weed and iodine.
Huh, horny goat weed. I thought horny goat weed was for Mr. Happy. No?
No, it does work on that, but what it does, the reason why it works on that is because it is a very strong estrogen blocker.
Ah, okay.
And
that's why
look
it
at
works.
The research. Look at the research on it. It actually surpasses tamoxifen as far as blocking the estrogens.
I see.
And the other component you want to look at, other than the iodine, is something called luteolin.
Luteolin.
L-U-T-E-O-L-I-N. This is another antioxidant found in the peppermint family, another one called apigenin, A-P-I-G-N-E-N. Get her on these things. Order them. You can order them online and get them in a high concentration. These are also potent, powerful estrogen, anti-estrogenic.
And what are they? Oh, so they're estrogen. So luteolin and APIGNEN?
Yeah, apigenin.
And so they block estrogen. Would this be okay for guys to take in general just to keep their T levels up?
Or? Oh, definitely. I don't believe in jacking up the T so much.
Yeah. You just like to block the estrogen, huh?
Block the estrogen. Because when you jack up the T, you also jack up the estrogen conversion. But if you're going to take a product that's going to boost your T levels, then you might want to use these things in conjunction. Anything to do with the peppermint family, rosemary, sage, thyme, peppermint, spearmint, savory, oregano, marjoram, will block the estrogens because they have high concentrations of the luteolin and the apigenin.
Okay, like the rosemary and stuff like that. Yeah, we don't recommend those T level, those T. There's people putting BBs in their butt. They're putting BBs in their testicles. They're doing all kinds of weird things with synthetic estrogen, and I don't know what they're doing in the body, but it's just not a good thing. Could you ask Tony about DISH, Forster's disease? I have a friend who has diagnosed with it. I don't have any idea. Do you know?
I've never heard of
they
it.
Just
so
make
I'd
up,
have to look it
they
up.
Just make up new ones. Yeah, they gave me a new disease. I have numerous hand warts on one hand that are slightly raised up, and a new one begins a couple times a year. Are these human papilloma viruses things?
Like,
can these warts be removed with nutrients or oils? And,
Pain iodine on them.
Pain iodine on them.
Yep.
When we were kids, we thought that if a frog peed on your thing, you'd get warts.
Well, it's basically what a wart is. It's a virus in the blood.
Oh, and is again, what it is.
Oh. So basically, if you paint the iodine on them and like layer them on,
yeah,
within a matter of weeks they'll fall off anyway. But again, let's try to renew your blood at the same time. We have a blood tonic video that you can go watch. We also, I would again strongly suggest you start using more copper in your system, and then eliminate out of your diet all grains, all breads, all pastas, rice, corn, cereal. Again, the omega-3s, flax, canola, fish oils, especially your fish oils, are all rancid and garbage. Make sure you're not buying anything boxed, bagged, or canned. And again, start using things that are more along the lines of antibacterials that you might want to consume, like garlic and onion. This is something you might want to try, or even essential oils.
You're a big copper fan, and I'm wondering why are we so deficient on copper? I mean, what happened over the years?
The glyphosates.
I thought the glyphosates screwed up the sulfur cycle. I didn't know they screwed up the copper cycle.
If you go look at Dr. Seneff's research.
Yeah.
Okay, she states it right in there. I mean, on my website, I think I got every research article she ever published.
She's the bomb.
Yeah, she even states on there, this thing strips out of your body eight main minerals. You know, selenium, iodine, magnesium, potassium, manganese, zinc, copper, you know, and so, it just strips it right out of you.
No.
So again, you have to put, like I said, since I've been playing with the chlorides, cobalt chloride, which is basically your B12, your copper chlorides, I've been using copper sulfate, I've used colloidal copper, you know, even the sodium copper in chlorophyll. You know, these are forms of copper that you can use, but I've been playing with just the restoration of the mineral content alone. The selenium is the big one for men. Iodine is the big one for women. You know, the guys need selenium. It's very key to their heart. It's key also to iodine regulation, but it's also key to the testicles and to keep the seed healthy and cancer free.
What's your most favorite form of selenium for the guys?
Basically, I make a selenium in a liposome form. I use a selenium methionine or sodium selenite, but I make it in liposome. There was a guy named Dr. Ravici back in the day. He was actually using 750 and higher milligram strength of selenium, and he was treating just about every STD and successfully treating them and removing it.
Wow.
So, but he fused it in an oil and then used that as a delivery method to get it into the cell so that it would actually work. I use a liposome method.
Which selenium was Ravici using as his basic material?
I believe it's sodium selenite or sodium selenate, one of the two.
Sodium selenite. So if the guys wanted to take selenium, and could they just take a kind of one in a capsule, that would be good? Or do you really need to do the liposomes?
I mean, they could, but the liposome I find is far better because, number one, I'm going to get a higher concentration in my system without poisoning my body.
So you want to do it, start with a sodium selenoid?
You can go sodium selenite, you can go selenium citrate, you can go with a sodium selenate, you can go with selenium methionine. I mean, you got a lot of different ways to go.
The selenium methionine. You mix it with an oil and do a liposome thing like you did with the other thing, like a lecithin.
I mix sunflower lecithin because of the phosphorus in it to get it into the cells, get it into the liver. Cool. Again, men, the heart usually is what fails most men. It's because a lot of times they're eating a lot of sugar, which again jacks up the insulin, drops the testosterone, and because they have a low selenium level, because selenium regulates the heart rate as well as magnesium. So, this is why selenium is so key to us, because every time men have intercourse, if they're capable of having intercourse, when they release the seed, so goes the selenium with it to protect the seed against the woman's immune system that attacks the seed. So it has to be replenished, especially if you're sexually active.
Potassium bicarbonate. Aaron wants to know what are the benefits of taking it and how much should one take if you're going to do it?
Yeah, potassium bicarbonate, potassium citrate, potassium chloride, they're all very beneficial. I mean, they're potassium. You need potassium to regulate the heart flow, regulate the cellular balance. You know, you need it for energy. You need it for stamina. You need it for willpower. The carbonate, the reason why they're going with that is because of the way it can, responds and how, and the uptake of it. It's a more rapid uptake. So if you add a little citric acid to it and some water, it should bubble, and as soon as you drink it, boom, it's in the system. Hmm. So
any idea,
it's just
on doses,
the form of it.
For Erin, she wants to know doses.
Again, with sometimes, I guess it all depends.
What you want.
Which one you go with, and the sodium levels in the body, because you got to remember, it's a 2-to-1 ratio of potassium to sodium. So, and what are you using it for? That's the other question, too.
Mm-hmm. She didn't say, but okay, a couple more here. Good morning, Patrick and Tony. Do you have any opinions on a new cancer immunotherapy the news is touting these days? I don't know. They don't say exactly what it is. There's a lot of them out there. Have any idea what she's talking about?
I don't watch television, so yeah. She would have to be, you know, a little bit more concise with me, because I don't really watch TV at all.
They didn't have a commercial there on the Justice League movie or anything?
Nah, you know what? All they had there was a lot of exposure of skin, quantum computers, teleportation devices, you know. It was reflecting on CERN. It was reflecting on the quantum computers and D-Wave. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was basically hitting on a lot of different things right then and there. Even when I look at these things, I don't go there for entertainment value. I look at what they're showing me. I'm seeing super soldiers of different qualities and different caliber, different genetic engineering of a super soldier in these things, because that's what they're showing you. They're showing you also the... You know, everyone gets awed with their powers and their abilities and blah, blah, blah. And then you start looking at some of the things. The one that really everybody should watch, if they can get a chance, is Avengers Age of Ultron. Because if you want to understand artificial intelligence, they basically lay it all out for you.
What's the name of it?
Starts off. Avengers Age of Ultron. You see two AIs in a room, and one AI dominates the other one. And then... begins to upgrade its programming, and then upgrades its capacity to assemble, and you see it evolving throughout the drama, and basically you see it how it self-replicates itself. It's amazing what they're showing you if you pay attention.
Yeah, that's right. So when people whine 10 years from now, they'll say, well, we showed you that. I mean, come on. Al in...
Basically, you're right, though. You're absolutely right in what you're saying there. You're absolutely correct. That's what they'll say. We did show you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were talking about the freedom stuff, and I've studied that a lot over the years and all these kind of things. If you really do the research, all of these things are somewhere in the fine print that they've covered their booty, so to speak, and you try to take these people to, you know, The Hague and... court and other thing, you know, they'll show you where all these adhesion contracts that we've signed up for, Social Security, using the dollar, it's all there. It's all been there. It's out there if you look close enough. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's just it. Nobody is looking, because everyone's been too diverted and distracted with just trying to make it. They created a dynamic in the world globally. I don't call it the American dream anymore. I just call it the dream, because it's a global program running the planet right now to get everybody on this dream. This idea that you're going to work all your life, and at the end of your life, you're going to be able to enjoy this retirement package. Because they depict this on TV, you know, two older couple,
sure,
they're dressed
sure,
really good,
sure,
and they got all their financial blah, blah. Nobody's got the money to be able to invest and save for their future, because they're too busy paying off these overpriced, overrated mortgages for these homes that aren't worth nowhere near the money.
I've seen some of this stuff in Canada. Do you know that the pension funds in this country, we've talked about it, $5 trillion, $5 trillion, that's a T, in the red. And these things are Ponzi schemes, and there's going to be a lot of people that when they get to be 70, or the money's just not going to be there. Just a lot of people around the world, it's happening. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at Europe. Europe, at one point in time, if you're a senior citizen, they actually sent you out to different places, to different spas throughout Europe, again, to help propagate and help you enjoy your retirement. Well, that basically broke them, created such a financial burden that doesn't happen anymore. In fact, they're having the same problems over there medically, with the medical ineptness of the allopathic field. Again, same thing. They're giving them drugs. They're giving them prescription drugs with side effects that are sometimes numerous to come. I like it when you go and watch the stock market, And they're showing you these drugs for skin issues because of the nano poisoning. Mm-hmm. And the first side effect is death. Because
they actually mention it, don't they? They mention death.
Yeah, they do. They come out and say death. And because what's happening is the drug is suppressing the histamine response mechanism that is telling you something is wrong. Now you have nice clean skin, but now because you're not dealing with what's going on, it's propagating in the body and it kills you. You'll die looking good. You'll die looking pretty.
Doesn't Uncle Charlie look great? Well, one more, and we're gone. My urine test shows bacteria Enterococcus faecalius. How to get rid of this bacteria? So there's bacteria in his pee. Do you know this one? Bacteria, yep. Enterococcus, faecalius.
Yeah, it's going to be a recurring issue because of nano poisoning in your body, nanoparticulates. You can remove a lot of it with the biofilm buster that we show you. We take a shot or an ounce of a clear base alcohol, vodka or rum or grappa or tequila, whatever, and then add one or two drops of the essential oil of thyme, one or two drops of another essential oil, whether it be peppermint, eucalyptus, wintergreen, birch, cinnamon, whatever you like. And you drink that down and you will find that you will initially start flushing out all kinds of white stuff and foamy stuff. And eventually you'll clear it up. And again, you may want to start using minerals, especially chlorides, to help reduce this buildup in the system. You might want to use copper chloride, cobalt chloride, potassium chloride, sodium chloride. Any chloride will have a benefit here for you.
Can I just go and chew on my rosemary bush and benefit from that? Just chew it on it?
Or you could.
Do you need to do the alcohol thing and all that?
Well, you could, but you're not going to get it into the bloodstream right away like you were going to with the alcohol.
Like if you smoosh it up in a Suribachi thing and then put it in some alcohol and let it hang out for a month or two?
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to do that. You can just blend what I call blend extraction by putting your alcohol in it with your rosemary, blend it for 10 minutes, strain it, and you're good to go.
Oh, really? You don't have to... There's no benefit in letting it hang out in the alcohol?
Well, yeah, there's a benefit to it for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. it's soaking it up, but you're mm-hmm. basically speeding up the process here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's more than one way of doing something, and that's another way. I mean, if I want to forget about something, I've got some galangal right now sitting in vinegar. It's been sitting there for 2 years. So when I take that out, hopefully it'll give me the kick I'm looking for. Or it was a 2-year experiment that went bad, one or the other.
But, I see.
I mean, I just tell people to blend extract. You can chew on these things as well, and you will get some value out of them, but you want it in this bloodstream as ASAP. This is why I do it the way I do it, so that it can immediately start dealing with this bacterial overgrowth or the biofilm. What he's peeing out is biofilm.
Biofilm.
What he's peeing out.
So in the rosemary or some other thing like you mentioned, you can just put it in a Vitamix with the grain alcohol or a tequila or something and just smoosh it up into, and then do you squeeze out then what you got and that's what you're going to put in your body?
Yeah, that's what you're going to take. But again, in this case, you want... the essential oils, you want mm-hmm. them more than anything else because of the concentration and of these oils. We're looking at some research last night that the essential oils have like over 40 million or something. Yeah, some phenomenal number of activity that they do. And when you take an aromatherapy oil or you just breathe it in, it covers the whole body. So when you're drinking it in like that, it's gonna penetrate and permeate through the little tiny crevices and tissues and cells that, you know, that otherwise you wouldn't be able to get to.
Do they actually, I guess they have rosemary essential oil, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well,
that'd be pretty powerful to take. Do you just take a few drops internally?
Mix it with the vodka or mix it with some fat. Don't take it straight. I mean, if you're going to use these essential oils, you must use a carrier.
Similar to turpentine, like you're saying.
Right? Any essential oil, Patrick, because they can burn the esophageal lining. So whether using a sugar cube, whether using a teaspoon of oil, almond oil, peanut oil, whatever oil you want, whether you're mixing it with butter, adding it to your brandy or your mm-hmm. coffee, your tea, as long as there's a carrier to carry it in.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony Pandolesco, you're just so much fun to talk to. And I hear there's a rumor going around. Oh, you told me I didn't count. that you're gonna kind of get off the air with us for a while because you have some other things that you need to take care of, right? You want to tell folks?
There's some problem.
Is this about a girl that you don't want to talk about, or no?
You know, and this girl.
Thing. Well, I mean, I'm not saying you're not happy, but I mean, if you're going to not be on the show for a while, it could be about, you know, some girl in Toronto or something.
No. That's okay. That's no.
I am a happy man.
I am a free man.
I'm just kidding.
I am a liberated male.
Boy,
I'm a man.
You're so feisty, as he likes. Feisty when I mention this. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so you're not going to be on the air for a while, right?
No, I'm. It's not that
you don't like us anymore. You don't like us anymore.
No. It has nothing to do with that. I want to straighten that out real quick so that nobody writes you and says, "Oh, Patrick, what'd you do to him?" No, Patrick didn't do anything to me. Me and Patrick have a very unique relationship. We have a good one.
We do.
Professional relationship. We became friends over the years, so it's good. No, it has nothing to do with him. It has to do with me. I am taking over some enterprises, and I am basically going to be out of the loop for a while because this is going to be taking a lot of my time. And I don't want to make a commitment to Patrick and to the people listening to the show, and I can't fulfill the obligation, you know, that would be fair to Patrick or anybody else. So I need to, again, take care of these things. Maybe in the future we can basically reconnect, see what's going on, and we can, you know, see what happens. But right now I have that going on. I'm developing a lot of different things as well. I got to get that live stream going. This is also taking a lot of time. It's just one thing that, you know, happens along the way. The time factors that you had, what you thought you had, that's another illusion, by the way.
Well, you know, you talk to so many people, too. I can only imagine the people that email you and call you. My God, you know.
Well, while you were doing the show in between the breaks, I was answering emails. That's how fast I'll answer 5 or 6 and another 10 will show up kind of thing. Or I'll get people calling me, you know, from all over the planet. And, you know, just, and they're also, I just had a couple calls from Sweden this morning, indicating what's going on over there, in other European places. So it's not an isolated issue anymore. What's going on? And don't believe the half the nonsense you're hearing that Europe is better because they don't have this, they don't have that. They have everything going on there, just like we do here. The difference is there's a lot of people over there, just like here, that either have their head up their backside or don't know what's going on for whatever reason, and or refusing to look at what's going on. So you get this impression, it's an impression or this facade or this veneer that it's better over there. It's not. It's
so what do you must take for you when your head is up your backside? That must be something you really have to...
Say again?
What would you take when your head's up your backside? Is there like an herb or something for that?
Basically, you need a plunger to pull it out sometimes.
That's right. I think we got to do the plunger thing for that.
Yeah.
You know, I just look, Tony, your first show, when we went kind of full time... You know how long ago? Can you guess?
Was it 6 years ago?
May 9th, 2013 is the first show we have with you in our archives. Wow. That's about 4 years, man. Over 4 years. Yeah. 4.5 years ago. Well, Tony, it's been great fun having you here every month, and we'll miss you, but we know where you are, Augmented Force, right?
Yeah.
And if folks want to reach you there, and if you need something from us, you hesitate to call. I really appreciate the time that you put in these 4 years, and you know, because you didn't get paid for this, so you just do it as a service. And so it's been an honor to have you on the show here, Tony. Really has. You're great.
I think, to be honest with you, the honor is mine that you even allowed me to come on your show. I think, like I said, the format that you present as a program is a very unique one. You know, you allow just about any format to come out there to be exposed, which is really, really good of you, really, because a lot of places will regulate who's going to come on and what they can say. You and I basically shut it right off the cuff.
Yeah,
Sometimes we butted heads, sometimes we did, and then people got all worked over because, you know, you and I were having these discussions. It's like, this is normal.
But it didn't bother us. We were both Italian. It didn't bother us at all.
So, yeah, this is normal, you know. The format that you have is such a unique, this is why I told you, you should be on YouTube with all your shows you've done, because I think it's, it's a disservice that you're not on there, because whether anybody agrees with you or not, that's really not the point. The point here at this stage is you're presenting options that other people may not even be aware of. And as a result, okay, you talk to certain alternative doctors that are actually doing like the rebounder and the infrared. There's a lot of people out there that are getting all kinds of crazy BS information on these things. And then you've got the actual people that you interview and talk to, so that when they hear these people straight on, then they get the real gist of what's happening or what's going on. Now, again, not everybody's going to agree with it either, but that's okay. I mean, to each their own on that one. But yeah. Like I said, it's it wouldn't hurt. Let's put it this way. Again, can get you more listener support as well. But like I said, it's a very unique format. I try to do something similar with my shows as well. If somebody comes on my program, I give them the floor. If the floor is yours. They can hear me anytime. Let's see what you got to say and express what's going on. And you know, this is very important that people, everybody, gets to hear what is happening from different perspectives and angles. I'm telling you about nanotechnology and now artificial intelligence and nanobiology, because this is where the venue took me. I wasn't looking for it. It just the way it, where it went, and the alarm that it has brought on me, and then seeing people contact me who've been diagnosed with Lyme and they don't have Lyme, or they've been diagnosed with some other stuff, and then we get them on protocols, and seeing that this is no longer the mainstream prescription. We're now dealing with something that has been completely altered and changed, and we are now looking at a whole new. We're not looking at a brave new world. We're looking at a brand new world in regard to the pathologies that we're going to be exposed to. It's all going to be tech-based infections. That's what where it's at right now, and it's going to just get worse. So I think wait to 5G. We talked about that even.
Yeah, we did.
You know, and that 5G is going to be the operating system for these AIs that are going to be, or AI bots that are going to be walking around, because how that works is in order for these things to function, in order for them to appear to be alive, they have to have a constant direct line of programming running through them, just like your computer does, in order for them to function and operate. Without that network there sending them the feed, they cannot function. So this is one of the reasons why the 5G is coming. And they don't care about you. They don't care if you get sick from it. They don't care if you're going to have cancer from it. They don't care if you're going to have an autoimmune disorder. This is where the imperative is going to be on you to learn about these technologies so you can defend yourself now before they're fully implemented.
It's interesting you mentioned tech-based infections, and I really get that idea. And if we look back, can we not say that in the 70s and probably way before this kicked, the experiment the military did with the black guys with syphilis, Tuskegee? But then, of course...
Muskegee.
Something like that. And then, of course, the AIDS thing, which we know was a planted thing, right, from...
I don't think any of the STDs, to be quite honest with you, I don't think any of the STDs are biological anymore. In fact...
You think they're all nano now, yeah.
They've been programmed, because it doesn't make sense that somebody has a herpes condition and still dealing with outbreaks in later stages of life. The bodies would have developed, the body itself, even if you didn't do anything, would have developed its own immune response.
Sure, right.
Plus, keep it contained. But this something is stopping the immune system from developing what it's required. It's turning something off in the body, just like, when we're talking about the AIDS. AIDS doesn't really exist, but the pathology that they released does. And what it did is it shut down the enzyme in the liver that would have triggered the immune response that would have shut that down. So when we're looking at a lot of these things today, and you're incorporating a nanobiology, whether it be a nanoprotein or whatever, and it's altering the way it operates, so your body has no way of actually defending itself other than turning off the program access and then flushing it out. You know, we're not dealing with your Joe Blow common cold. Common colds, I mean, think about this. They can't cure a common cold because it's not a disease to cure. It's basically an overloading of the body.
Just like cancer, right? Just like cancer.
Yeah, and so until you really remove the load, this is why you don't eat for a couple of days and you're just using soups and broths because your system's overloaded. So once that, your cold goes away. But when you're having a cold that's sustaining for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks, you don't have a cold. You've got something else going on.
We've talked to people over the years who agree with you on the AIDS thing, that there's not really an AIDS virus that you can, isolate and say, well, there it is, right? I mean, it doesn't exist.
Well, what they did was they got everybody with the word AIDS, right? And what it does it really mean? It means acquired immune deficiency syndrome. That's what it means. But that's what they're saying. What it means in plain old salt of the earth English, common English, means you're sick. That's all it means. Okay, that's all the word means. You cannot cure an acronym. And this is what they got everybody thinking. Oh, basically, you're just saying you're sick. If you've got the measles, you've got AIDS. If you've got mumps, you've got AIDS. You've got a common cold, you've got AIDS. You've acquired an immune deficiency syndrome, meaning you're sick. So again, it's a play on words. It's a play on the etymology of words again to get everybody believing in a boogeyman that doesn't exist. Yes, there is a condition that's going on right now, and there is an immune compromise happening there. But it's not because it's an AIDS thing. AIDS is just basically saying you're sick. So when you're looking at some of the stuff that, again, that the news media puts out there to get people in this frantic panic, and again, you don't look at anything, you don't analyze what they're saying, and just follow the program and just allow yourself to be seduced with this stuff. This is where you get into problems with your doctors because they don't care.
Yeah, well said. They're just look at the different names that are coming up. All these different diseases, right? They just come up with new ones. Well, here's, I don't know what it is.
Well, what's interesting too, because nanotechnology can mimic anything you want it to mimic. You can make it mimic Lyme. You can make it mimic a bacterial infection. You can make it mimic a viral infection, a fungi, a mold, anything you want. You can make it mimic insects. Mm-hmm. We had a situation in BC there, Merritt, BC, when I was there. I was showing everybody with the triangle how we could release nanoparticles from this wine. I bought this stuff from Germany. It's a non-alcoholic wine. I've used it before in some of our displays. So, and I wanted to show them metal releasing from the wine itself, which it did. But something happened in this thing. All of a sudden, the nanoparticles started to consolidate, and it took shape. And it looked like a bug, and it just formed right in front of us. And it kept bobbing, so I kept pulsing the thing. Finally, I fried its circuitry. It couldn't assemble anymore because when we fried the other particles, we wiped out the program for it to assemble to create a body for it. So as a result, it just assembled to some level, and that was as far as it got. And that was a surprise. So that's another thing I got to do is I got to see if I can replicate that experiment again here to see if we get something similar. But that was such a surprise because when you think about non-alcohol wine, first you fermented it, which means that nothing should have survived the fermentation process. And then secondly, you're cooking it because you're heating it up to remove the alcohol content from it. So between the heating process and the fermentation process, nothing should have survived. And you should basically have had a fermented grape juice that didn't have the alcohol in it. And instead, we had all this metal released. And it was unbelievable. And like I said, when you put it in a chamber and hit it with an EMF pulse or electromagnetic frequency pulse, it releases this stuff. And it's like, oh my God, look at this. And this is coming from Germany. Germany of all places.
Well, Mr. P, thanks a lot, brother. We love you. We appreciate your time the last 4.5 years. Keep in touch. Let us know if we can do anything. Also, well, one final thing. I just like when you do get married, please invite us to the wedding, will you?
Oh, jump and Geronimo. You know what? I gave up marriage for Ramadan.
Really?
Passover? Christmas?
Yeah.
Easter?
Lent?
New Year's?
Lent?
1st of July? 4th
I
of July?
See. Uh-huh.
Any Hindu thing? Any Buddhist thing?
I see.
It's been given
it's
up.
Just give it up, yeah. Well, I'm glad you let go of that one because, all right, kiddo, you take care of yourself and keep in touch, okay? Thanks for everything.
All right, take care. Thanks for everything, eh?
Yeah, my pleasure. Our pleasure. Tony Pantelaresco, his swan song for now, on One Radio Network. We have a great show for you tomorrow. Karen Kirkendall and Brandon Amalani, two guys that you're going to want to hear. We'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock Central Time. And thanks.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.